Good evening. Welcome to the podcast. I am Jonathan Lefenya, and I am accompanied by Blood People. Eyes beam in scarlet of a raging township. Smoke beacons for blood. A crimson river denotes a flood. Chaos clamors amidst the group. Torment toils a torrent troop. The streets run river. Bodies spill in surrender. The streets run river. Wails wane a wither. The streets run river. Yasimzin, boy, never forget to tug your skin in. A martyr, a menacing man with limbs lurching to lease his life. I will lodge in silence secluded, cower uncomfortably and ask him, how do you hem dead hope? Will this bloodshed learn search to answer? What of the multitude nestled in its sleeves? Will rekindled bone rattle to counter? For its wilting in its twilight weaves, hatred tightens a gaining finger. A rattling gun greets the startle of a yielding hope. From tyrant to trigger, to the boy bade a bullet, blow bell by the black bystanders never to bow their being in public. Bail their bludgeoned bodies from the glares goring in their branded skin. The cloth that seals society's decay is folded neatly on the backbone of its collapse. Set silent and still, framed to fit a coffin, tamed to a fate often. This is Arms and the Boy by Wilfred Owen. Let the boy try along this bayonet blade, how cold steel is, and kin with hunger of blood, blue with all malice, like a madman's flesh, and thinly drawn with famishing for flesh. Lend him to stroke these blind, blunt bullet lids, which long to nuzzle in the hearts of lead, or give him cartridges of fine zinc teeth, sharp with the sharpness of grief and death, for his teeth seem for laughing around an apple. There lurk no claws behind his fingers supple, and God will grow no talons at his heels, nor antlers through the thickness of his curls.